Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
All right, welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Got about an hour left, solo. Feel pretty good, Paulie. Feel like we're finally hitting our stride. And now
Ben wants to take another week off.
Yeah, Ben's going to come back, just totally throw a monkey wrench into it. Ben will be back tomorrow. Be funny if we just didn't show up tomorrow.
Here you go, pal.
Hey, bud. Welcome home. You guys are going to be up against it when I'm gone, too. I'm going to be gone there in a couple of weeks.
We'll be fine. We'll have 14 interviews a day.
There is no question about it.
I'm going to work harder than I've ever worked, just all day texting random people. You're like, hey, why don't we get the Jaguars beat right
now? I can't wait. And I'm going to be in the peanut gallery from afar.
You'll just be texting me.
Ripping you guys on Twitter. Really, another interview. Hey, Ben, let me ask you, why would anyone care about the Buccaneers in San Diego, California?
Well, Woodsy, they won the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady
went to Del Mar one time for the race.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I apologize in advance to our listeners. Please stick with us.
Please don't.
If you stuck with us this week, you need to stick with us that week as well.
Them's the rules.
Okay? Let's do some Rindel Report action, get little headlines going.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
You're listening to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We made it.
Yeah. I do really quickly. I booted it because we did mention it earlier. I just want to mention again. Simone Biles did return to action in Tokyo in the Olympics. Bronze medal.
Good for her. It's awesome.
Her return to the mat. So
now, I said
awesome.
It when we opened the show and somebody got mad at me. Like, hey, you spoiled it. I'm like, we do a sports show.
When we do a sports show. It happened. I don't know what else.
It was like 1:20 in the morning.
Sorry.
I don't know.
All right, here's your headline. Go to the NFL. Colts quarterback Carson Wentz.
Saw this.
Gotta remember
dude.
That he plays for the Colts.
I know. That's the first thing I thought of. Like, oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I really need to buff up on my NFL. I will. I'll get there.
Well, he had a foot injury, and he's going to be out for 5 to 12 weeks, according to
5
coach
to 12.
Frank Wright. Yeah, 5 to 12. I don't think I've ever seen a range
5 to 12
that big, but he broke a bone in his foot.
Yeah.
It's like an old injury.
Like they from said, high school,
even from
they
high
said.
School, it could have been. A broken bone came loose in Wentz's foot. He felt like a little twinge when he rolled out and he planted his foot to make a throw in practice. And so now they've evaluated everything. And they said 5 to 12 weeks.
Got surgery immediately. Got surgery yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. And they said it's one of those injuries where it all depends on the player. There's
yes.
really no set.
Which is awful.
Right.
Woodsy, I'm going to need the full 12. I'm going to need the 12. Paulie's going to need the 12. Ben's going to need the 12. Okay?
Yeah, 5 to 12 weeks.
I may need 14.
Frank Reich said, knowing Carson, I'm optimistic. Knowing this is the type of injury you don't have to be pain-free to play in. You have to get to an acceptable level of tolerating the pain, and then you can start playing. That could happen early, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, they're actually taking a bone out of his foot. Could be much less. They're taking this bone out. Yeah, it's, you know, you think about it. You're like, well, you know, He really uses his legs. He needs his legs. He's got to be ready to go. And I think it's that plant foot too.
Yep.
And I mean, you can't get anything on the ball if you're not able to plant. You know, so It's tough luck for that kid, man. I don't hate Carson Wentz. I've always thought he was a touch, you know, overrated. But it's a hard gig. It really is. And the Colts are like, oh my God. Colts had Phillip Rivers. There were already people yesterday tweeting out pictures of Phillip Rivers like, hey bro, are you in shape? I know you're coaching high school football. Can you give us one more? Also talking about maybe Nick Foles coming over from the Bears. That's kind of his role. Forever come in and clean up when a guy's hurt, won a Super Bowl. So there's a lot to watch with them. They just don't have much. Brett Hundley, Sam Ehlinger. So they just don't have a lot. They're going to need to do something.
And I think they for 5 weeks instead of 12.
Well, Paulie, I think in the first 5 weeks, they play like five of the toughest defenses ever. So you got to do something. I don't know what you're going to do. But
is 5 weeks from now?
Right. Yeah, so it'd be five weeks from now.
I mean, I think they open like the 12th or something in September. So
I doubt he would get
it. I doubt it. But
you're
going
to miss all those reps.
Best case scenario, he could be close to coming back around the start of the season. It may not be as bad.
And then their nightmare kicks in if they go out and get Foles and Foles starts playing really well. Wentz is back. This is his story of his whole career.
Every team he plays on, he's in the middle of a quarterback controversy.
I thought I had it this time.
That was the clear winner.
I was the clear winner. Yeah, man. Got benched for Jalen Hurts in Philly and excommunicated from Philly. So, he seems like a good kid,
guy,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, he seems like a good kid. All right.
Next.
More NFL I've talked in a year.
Yeah, right. Well, no sports on this one. I was actually just driving around yesterday at the other job, and I was flipping through some music, and I wanted to listen for some new music. I don't listen to the radio very much. I've got my favorite channels on.
We work on the radio, by the way.
I don't listen to music stations.
Right. We love to listen to the radio.
But when I do, I listen to FM 94.9. I listen to Sunny. I listen to KSON.
I love the radio.
I love them all.
I love to listen to the radio all day. I never use any other mediums.
I don't get a whole lot of new music. If it's a band or an artist that I like, of course, I'll give it a shot. But other than that, give me stuff I know.
Yeah, it's hard to get into the new bands. And you're young, though, still.
I mean,
you're an old young
this
guy.
This made me feel old, at least, at age 30. I was looking on Spotify, and I went to the, the top 50 or whatever songs in the country. And I'm like, I don't know any of these guys. I will give you, I'll Venmo you $10.
Okay.
If you can tell me the number one album in America right now.
Dua Lipa.
No.
Rodriguez,
not,
what's her name? Julia.
She's number 10. Dua Lipa is
okay.
Olivia Rodrigo. She comes in at number 2.
Oh, that was close.
My girl Doja Cat.
I just saw her in an episode of Dave. She was fantastic.
Morgan Wallen has a top 5 album in the country.
Of course,
country.
She does.
No, the number one album in America was
okay.
It's titled F word. Love.
F-word, love.
And it's by The Kid LAROI.
The Kid LAROI.
You ever heard of The Kid LAROI?
I have not heard of The Kid LAROI. I hate this bit. Because now you're going to make me look like an a-hole. All right, let's see. The Kid LAROI.
You let me beat it now.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was down, I had it on myself. Got a lot of friends, but I feel alone. Only one I hear is myself.
He's born in 2003.
Oh, my gosh.
17 years old. He's from Australia.
17.
17. Listen.
Talking to the voices in my head.
He looks like Bo. He's a white kid with long blonde hair. Looks just like Bo in like 14 years. My son. That's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. What do I say? It's terrible.
That is.
It's absolutely horrible. Thanks for ruining my day.
That is number one in America right now.
I hate this, man. I really do. God, I sound like an old man, and I'm fine with it because that is just dog ass. I'm sorry. It is. I'm sorry. Getting upset.
Go
continue.
Keep going.
No, I can't. I can't.
All right,
just continue.
I'll save it here. More music.
That'd be a funny bit, though, for you to play new, like the number
just
one
every
album.
Once in a while, every once check in a while. On the number one album, number one song in America. See if you have any idea on it.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, like I was looking, so I was like, all right, I want to see. Like I got current artists that I like.
The Kid LAROI.
I was going through Spotify. I'm like, I just need some new music. Give me a new banger from, The Weeknd, Drake, something like that. And I'm just scrolling through. I'm like, never heard of you.
All right.
I'll save it here, though. More music in the Rinder Report to wrap things up. I saw a ton of people tweeting about Fernando Tatis Jr. getting a shout-out in a song from Bad Bunny.
Love that.
Bad Bunny and Aventura. And I pulled the clip.
Okay.
So I took 3 years of Spanish.
Okay, and
I think I heard cuatro.
Okay.
It was too fast for me, but I did look up the lyrics. I did the old Google Spanish.
Okay, Google Translate.
Translate, and that clip that I just played, you translate. Translates to back as I came back for you to make it very rich the way you like it. Put yourself in four and I'll take it out like Toddy does.
Oh yes, guys, one of the biggest stars in the universe. I mean, that's got to be his walk up, right?
To be,
you
right?
get name checked in a song. That's your, and like Bad Bunny's, that like that's his dude. That's awesome.
It's pretty badass. Dude.
That's really cool.
I gotta know. I gotta imagine they've at least probably talked over DMs or something. It's Tisa, major star. They're both huge.
That's
so
cool.
I'm sure he knows that he's a fan of his.
That is really, really rad. What's the translation again?
The translation is, because I came back for you to make it very rich the way you like it. Ooh. Put yourself in four and I'll take it out like Toddy does.
Put yourself in four.
I don't know.
If somebody has a better translation, you can call 833-288-0973. I love it.
I was like, oh, I feel stupid doing this. I don't know.
I think it's really, really,
I don't know if the rest of the
cool.
song has any more context or if there's any more shout-outs, but that was the clip that I saw going around and everybody talking about it. Tatis getting a huge shout-out. That's awesome. And that, dude, that makes you feel like you're on the map, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, I have an idea for a bit.
Okay.
And we haven't talked about it yet. So we're going to be doing the Incorporator at 8:35 with Jesse Agler.
Mm-hmm.
My man Max Surley is an executive producer on the show Dave on FX, one of our favorite shows. His favorite bit is the Incorporator. He thinks it's just the funniest thing. He loves it. His word was last week's word. He gave it to me and I gave it to Jesse. And Jesse was amazing at getting that word in, as he always is. I want to flip the script, Paulie.
Okay.
Dave will definitely be back for a third season. Do you think there's any way Max would write in not an incorporated word, but a term from like our show into Dave? That would mean we've made it.
Yeah.
If he could work in like Blame It on the Henry or something. What's like
Dave's waiting backstage for a show and somebody's like, just come on, just do the show, bitch.
Yeah, do the show, bitch. Right? Can you imagine?
I mean,
it'd be good for Dave.
The
whole
time.
City, you know, I mean, not the whole city. We're pretty good. We're not that good. A lot of people in San Diego will be listening. So I'm going to pitch Max on that idea. I know he listens to the show every day. Work that in next year, dude.
I would love that.
It would be incredible.
Yeah, I think some people calling
call
in.
It
maybe to help us out.
All right, let's hear it.
97.3 The Fan, who is this?
Who's this? Hello?
Yep.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How we doing?
Good, good. Put yourself on four, on all four, brother. Ooh. You know?
I read you. It's a family. It's not really a family show, but there's FCC violations and stuff.
And
he'll hit it out of the park like Tatis. Oh
boy.
My man! Wow, that's even better. Play it again, Pully. Play it again.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Reading the lyric, yeah, no, that's. I thought that could be one way to interpret it, and that is it. I like it 10 times more now.
That is absolutely.
Put yourself in four, and I'll take it out like.
Take
Tati
it out
does.
Like Tatis. That's a banger, right?
That
there. And as the kids
ass.
Say, That slaps.
Slaps.
That slaps.
Absolutely.
It's definitely not radio approved if we translate the song. Put yourself on all fours and I'll whip it out like Tatis. That's fantastic, man. Fantastic. All right, yeah, everyone's tweeting it. On four like dog. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Edward says Woodsy is a boomer. Yeah, dude, I know. I mean, you find me listening to Billy Squire. He's smoking Marlboro Reds, dude. It's, you know, that's what it is. And I am what I am at this point. What's worse, the boomer or the old guy that tries to be hip? I hate old guy that tries to be super hip. Like, I try to be a little hip. I listen to some, you know, indie music and things like that. But how about the guy that's 46 years old, like me, and is repping, you know, Creed jeans, tight shirt, the whole bit, pointy shoes, trying to talk in the slang?
That, like, doesn't that bug you worse? Ed Hardy line was like their biggest
thing. Yeah, doesn't that bug you guys worse than the guy that's like, ah, I'm just kind of old and, you know, I can't get behind this new music? Isn't that normal?
Oh, yeah.
It's young dad that tries.
I already feel that way at age 30.
It's old dad that tries to be super young. That guy bugs me tremendously. He's all worried about, like, he shaves his arms still and stuff. I don't know. All right. Coming up next, Paulie's going to embarrass me further. Big, big day. It was funny. I was looking at Twitter yesterday and I thought, man, I wish I loved the NBA because this is exciting to so many people. But not me. Not one bit. I wish I loved the NBA.
It's pretty wild.
It was wild.
We had the draft like last week, right, which just creeped up on us.
Yep.
Different time of year than it normally is. It's usually in June right after the finals, but everything got pushed back. And then typically it's July 1 is trade deadline day. And that's when, you know, Magic Johnson's waiting outside of LeBron's house at 11:59.
Yeah, to walk in and close it. Yep.
Weirdly enough, they always get these deals done in like 1 minute. It's like they had it all written out beforehand. But that free agency day was yesterday, and it was wild.
Paulie's going to quiz me and embarrass me. It's fine. I don't care. That's coming up next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ah, it's music to my ears. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
It is the greatest theme song in all of sports.
It's a good one. Yeah, damn good one.
John Tesh.
Is that who did it?
Yeah.
John Tesh?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Multi-talented John Tesh.
Have I ever shown you the story of this?
I think you have once.
He was doing a show, I think, at Red Rocks in Colorado, and he was talking about this song. He was getting ready to play it in front of everybody with the orchestra and everything. And the idea came to him. He tells the story. The idea came to him when he was on vacation, like in Europe or something.
On mushrooms.
And he called. He didn't want to, you know, this was a long time ago. He didn't want to forget it. It popped into his brain. He called his home voicemail and like left the voice message. He's like, all right, something like this, like and then he brought out the voicemail machine
and played it
on at the concert, put the mic up next to it and played it in front of everybody.
How many times have you seen John Tesh in concert, Paul?
Zero.
Okay, that's a cool story.
It's a very cool YouTube clip. I don't think I was even alive when that concert took place,
you know. And I always feel bad. I know a lot of NBA fans around, and I was an NBA fan when I was a kid, and, you know, it kind of lost me for many years, and there are pieces and parts of it that bring me back from time to time. if we had a team here, I think I would be psychotic about them.
Season ticket holder if we had a team.
Yeah, I mean, it would be awesome.
I'm pretty much in it for the matchups right now. I watched some playoff basketball.
But I watched a little, and it was okay.
We got Lakers-Bucks on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was all right.
I can tune in.
I devote so much of my brain to baseball. I really do. And then football, too. I love football. But, you know, again, you want to get me back? Bring a team here to San Diego, and I will be. I'd love to do the PA for them. I think that'd be incredible. Incredibly fun. and what an honor. But so they had the free agency was insane yesterday. And again, I lamented it a little bit. I was looking at it and going, oh, my God. Oh, wow, another move. Holy smokes, he signed there. And a few names I knew, a few I didn't. I liked reading the reaction, you know, and there's a couple of them in there that people were just, they couldn't believe it. A couple of teams really seem to have improved their roster, Paulie. So you were going to do some of this in the Rondo Report, but then you thought, if I can make Woods look like an a-hole, I'd rather do that.
It's my favorite.
All right.
Sports talk show host, Stephen Woods.
Yep.
Talking sports, of course. You know, some of the big names from yesterday, Trae Young extended his deal with the Hawks. He signed a deal worth up to $207 million.
Yeah, you're not going to let that guy walk.
Kyle Lowry going to Miami. Chris Paul going to stay with the Suns.
That's good. Okay. He's older fella.
Need some music.
Basketball Paul.
Basketball.
Basket Paul.
Basket Paul. Ooh, I like that. All right, Woodsy. We'll just go down list here.
Okay.
Lonzo Ball.
I saw this.
He did a sign and trade.
Yep.
And he's going to end up in Chicago.
Yes, with the Bulls. 4-year,
$85 million deal.
Okay.
What team did Lonzo Ball play for last year?
The Pelicans.
Wow.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Next question.
So he's leaving Zion to go play in Chicago. Yeah. Great market. Great, great, great market. He's a good player. Good player from what I understand.
From what you hear? From what your sources tell you?
Correct.
Where do the Pelicans play?
New Orleans.
Okay.
I just said it.
Want to make sure. Norman Powell. We had him on the show a couple years ago after he won the NBA title.
He did?
Yeah. He's from San Diego.
He is?
Yeah. He signed with the Portland Trail Blazers.
Okay, they're from Portland.
Portland Trail Blazers are from Portland.
Correct. That's in Oregon.
Do you know what team he played for?
Norman Powell.
Last year.
Sounds like an accountant. Norman played for the Jazz.
No.
That's a total guess. No idea.
I misled you. He re-signed with Portland, but the team before that, when we interviewed him.
Oh, I had no idea. Lakers?
No.
Warriors?
Nope.
Crap. No idea.
Toronto.
Damn it.
Won the championship
with Kawhi.
In 2019.
No, I do remember having him on now. Damn it. He was great, too. It was a great interview.
Next up, Kent Bazemore. Can you tell me one thing about Kent Bazemore other than he's a basketball player?
No. Was he with Cleveland?
Kent Bazemore?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. Adam is about to wreck his car. I hired this guy? I'm so sorry. I will really try harder next season.
He signed yesterday with the Lakers.
Okay. Good.
Can you tell me what team he averaged 7.2 points per game for last year?
Absolutely not. The Jazz.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Golden State.
Kent Bazemore. Now a Los Angeles Laker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Spencer Dinwiddie reportedly set to sign with the Wizards.
Okay, that's Washington.
Good. That was my first question. Where did the Wizards play? You nailed it. Where did Spencer play last year, Woods?
Minnesota.
No.
The Jazz.
Nope.
All right.
You going to keep going?
Nope.
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn Nets.
And finally, Michael O'Grady signed a lucrative contract yesterday
as well.
Top of the
morning to you. It's Michael O'Grady.
Where did he play for last year?
The 76ers.
Nope.
No idea.
The Bucks.
Never heard of him. Oh, they just won the championship.
No. I'm kidding. There is no Michael O'Grady.
Oh, there's not? I did see Alex Caruso was one of the names, Paulie, that a lot of Laker fans were really upset that they let him go. And he is going to the Bulls as well. So he and Lonzo Ball.
Bulls stocking up.
Holding it down in Chicago. That'd be fun. It'd be fun to see the Bulls back, you know, good in basketball. Really good.
I tried to get you there at the end there with Michael O'Grady. doesn't play basketball. And I was like, I don't think there's ever been an O'Grady in the NBA.
Has there not?
Ever.
There's never been an O'Grady.
So I went to basketballreference.com. I typed in O'Grady for the last name. There's been one player, and it wasn't even the NBA. Back then it was the BAA, the Basketball Association of America.
Okay.
And it was Buddy O'Grady.
Buddy O'Grady. I remember him well.
Yeah.
Played killer.
Played 3 years in the BAA in from 1946 to 1949. That's the only O'Grady to
Buddy
ever
O'Grady
play
had
professional basketball.
One of the best crossovers I have ever heard about.
Yeah. That's all I had because he averaged 3.7 points per game.
Yeah. Well, he could dish it. Trust me. He could dish. All right. So that was awful. I hated every second of
Great
that.
Great job, Woods.
Thank you very much. But you are now caught up on NBA free agency. And coming up next. Thank God. Jesse Agler going to be joining us from, by the way, a very special location.
Not from his home.
Not from his home. Not from Petco Park. We'll tell you more next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting ready to talk to Jesse Agler. Ben Woods, brought to you by the Golf Mart.
Also, Ben and Woods, sponsored by Albertsons and Vons. Save even more at Vons and Albertsons with just for you. Get great deals like Lucerne.
Lucerne.
Large grade AA eggs, just 99 cents a dozen with the just for you digital coupon on Vons or Albertsons.com. Limit 2 through August 3rd. And let's check traffic. We'll come right back. Get to our pal, the Incorporator, Jesse Agler, here on Ben and Woods. And joining us on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is your pal, my pal, Jesse Agler. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, pal.
So, COVID hits. Everybody is doing weird, calling games from monitors and things like that. And then now, from what I
Jesse's
understand,
calling a game with concerts going on in the background.
Yeah, that's absolutely. It's absolutely happened. And now, Jesse, am I to understand that you are at least part time back on the road, and your very first trip away is to Oakland?
You are correct.
Fan.
We get to see the beautiful Coliseum up close and in person.
Yes.
Talk about really getting back into it. So we're on the road part time. We're not going to do every road game in person. There's like a bunch of kind of different random scheduling, logistical type, you know, things. But, you know, this is obviously something we've been looking to do for a long time. And Padres really stayed on it. Got to credit them because a lot of teams have not. So, you know, big thank you to the organization, everybody at a lot of levels. Eric Meyer, who we deal with, Eric Grubner, Peter Seidler, AJ Preller, frankly, because, you know, it kind of impacts everybody, us being out here. You know, TJ, I mean, like the number of people who have kind of helped make this happen is huge. So we're really appreciative. It's sort of like a small step back towards, you know, a little bit more normalcy for us. And yeah, we, like I said, we get to go to the Ring Central Coliseum tonight.
Yeah. And, it, you know, for those of you listening right now that are like, well, I, you know, either had no idea, whatever. I mean, we had to do our shows from, you know, a back house on headsets for over a year. And it, the day we got back in the studio, you almost want to cry. You're like, this is what, this is kind of, you know, I got into this business to do it like this. This is what I know. And great job to you guys. You guys have held it down regardless. I'm happy for you, even though it is back in Oakland, Jesse. Still, it's a step in the right direction, like you said, my friend.
Definitely, definitely. And like, you know, it's cool too, because it I think, and I guess I don't really know because we haven't done it in so long, but like, I really think it's going to help. You know, not just with like, oh, I can actually see what's happening on the field as opposed to, you know, like when you're sort of at the mercy of the TV broadcast, but also just like being able to feel the game.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it feels like that's what you're saying about the studio, like being there, hearing the crowd, even if it's not a big crowd, even if it is Oakland, even if it is Tampa, whatever, like being able to kind of feel the energy, whatever that energy is of the place, as opposed to just sitting at Petco, which is beautiful and lovely, but there's nobody in there. It's going to be, I think, a huge positive. We're very excited.
Well, I'm stoked for you guys, man. We're talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, I did want to talk a little trade deadline with you. I know Ben's going to want to rehash it tomorrow, but I wanted to get your take because we haven't talked to you since it all went down. Is it possible, and I saw this on Twitter, I stole it for our show, and we've really run with it the last couple of days. It is possible, both happy and upset, with the Padres trade deadline acquisitions or lack thereof. Yes, happy and sad.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can be happy and sad about anything in life. I mean, it's overly simplistic, right? To
right.
say that a thing only brings me joy or only brings me sadness. So sure. Absolutely. What makes you happy about the trade deadline, Woods?
Well, I loved getting Adam Frazier, and I loved getting Daniel Hudson. The Jake Marisnyk deal, you know, I wanted to see more Brian O'Grady, and that kind of puts a crimp into that. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen, but I love BOG. But, you know, the Marisnyk thing was like, oh, okay, at the end of the day. But I liked the Hudson move a lot, and I loved the Adam Frazier move. So I was pretty happy with those. But, you know, obviously when the deadline hits and there's no starting pitching acquired, it was a bit of a head-scratcher for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I understand why you would say it's a head scratcher, but like, I have a general understanding of why it didn't happen, and it's just that trades, despite how many trades AJ has made over the years, they're actually very difficult to pull off.
No doubt,
and I think the market at this deadline was wild, and I don't know that we all anticipated just how insane it was going to be. We all knew it was going to be nuts because we've been saying it for weeks. Hey, there's so many teams in contention. We get the sense the Cubs are going to sell off. We get the sense the Marlins are going to sell off. Like, you sort of knew that there was going to be a lot of action, but then it turned into a free fall. It reminded me of one of those, I don't know if they still do this because I haven't watched wrestling in years, but like, you know, that the thing where they'd have like 30 guys in the ring at once. Like, that's sort of what the trade deadline turned into. And it was like, wow. And it was just like a good reminder that, hey, yeah, AJ pulled off all those deals at the deadline last year. He pulled up all those deals in the winter this year, but it's hard to do that, and it's not going to happen every time you try and make it happen. And this was unfortunately a very good reminder of that.
Well, I think we got spoiled. You know, I think we all you get spoiled, and you know the thing I hated to see was people turning on him. I had a guy in my DM saying, "Hey, if he doesn't get starting pitching, his head's got to roll." I'm like, "You're out of your mind. Will you look at what we have on the field? Will you look at the numbers? Will you look and look back at how much joy that you've gotten from this team? It's a different, you know, there hasn't been a lot of joy around here in early August in a long, long time, save last year, which was a weird year, Jesse. And you know, I think what he's been able to do is remarkable. But everybody, you know, you needed it. But the way I looked at it was this. Once Max went off the table, I'm like, fine, just roll with what you got. I did not want to give up a ton of prospects for other guys. I really didn't. And you see what like the Cardinals did. They went out and they got Lester and Jay Happ. That's not going to do anything for you. That's not going to move the needle.
It's a balancing act, right? Because you say, okay, I identify whoever that I'm interested in,
yeah.
Barrios, doesn't matter. You know, and you go, okay, well, then you start talking to those guys, and they're saying, hey, we need A, B, C, and D. And you're right. I mean, there comes a point where you're like, I don't know.
Can't do it.
Well, we can get A, B, C, and D from these guys. And you say, okay, like, I that's fine then. If you can do that, go for it. I mean, not that I know that that's how it went down, but I would imagine it was something like that. And look, you have to set a value on everybody, like as a general manager and as a front office. And you have to say, all right, for this starting pitcher on the Twins, for that starting pitcher, you know, on the Cardinals, whatever it might be, I am willing to do this. And you set that. It's like setting a budget when you're buying a house or a car. If you're not going to stick to it, what's the point?
Right.
And I think you have to be disciplined like that. And if you're going to say, I can't afford a car more than this, well, then you know not to go to that other dealership. And you know not to go look at that other model. And I think that's kind of how it is with this. And I'm not talking dollars and cents. I'm talking prospects. I'm talking players. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not willing to spend more than this, unless it is for a Scherzer Turner situation. And then, you know, you have to be disciplined. As difficult as that would be for all of us to do, you know, I think that's part of what makes a general manager a general manager, is having that kind of self-control.
Oh, they would get me so good. If I was a GM, yeah. Jesse, they'd be like, all right, throw in him or it's not happening. I'd be like, take him. It would be awful. I mean, I would decimate the farm in a day. And we'd look around and be like, hey, we got some really good players, but there's absolutely no future left. It is the, you know, it's funny. I texted Skip Schumacher after the deadline, and I just asked him one simple question.
Good name drop.
Thank you very much. We're buddies. It's fine. It's no big deal.
He is
the greatest. I love him. And I said to him, hey, more thankless job, manager or general manager? He goes, being the general manager is the hardest job in baseball, and it's not even particularly close. He goes, when you're the manager, you're dealing with personalities and you have to create a culture. He goes, the GM actually has to go out and find those players. And when you do, you're great. And when you don't, you're the worst. And when you trade prospects, people are mad. When you don't trade prospects, people are mad. He said it is the most thankless job until you're hoisting that World Series trophy. Then it's all worth it. But then, Jesse, you have to figure out, how do I do it again?
Yeah, I mean, I use this all the time. We're still waiting for a team to go back-to-back since the Yankees won three in a row.
Yeah.
Starting in 98 against the Padres.
Yep.
Like, nobody has won back-to-back World Series since. So you're right. You know, you get to that point, you hold up the trophy, you're the general manager, you crack a beer, and you say, oh my gosh, we did this.
Now
and like 4 months later, the fan base is like, okay, how are you going to do it again? And nobody does it again. Like, it's unbelievable. And you're talking about that aspect of it. Oh, by the way, big league roster construction is like one of 1,000 responsibilities,
yes,
that a general manager has. Like, obviously, it's the biggest one. It's the most important one. It's the most public-facing one. But, like, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on that he's, very responsible for when it comes to the draft, when it comes to, like, international signings. Like, all that kind of stuff is under his purview, too. It's, Skip is correct. I'm sure.
I get stressed. We're talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods. I get stressed doing a three-hour radio show. I mean, and then my day, I'll be at the golf course at 10:30. You know what I mean? There's no golf. There's no leisure time for these guys. All that stuff is premature ridiculousness. I think AJ's done a great job. And, you know, we're going to see how it plays out over the next couple of years. And I think always what's important, trade deadline, sometimes it's the moves that you don't make. It's the moves that can come back and bite you. And I loved, when you heard his explanation, how did you feel about when he said, I think the quote was, look, I can go out and get a starting pitcher, but if the guys we have don't pitch up to snuff, it doesn't matter anyway. That was, in my opinion, I was like, ooh, strong words from our general manager.
True words.
True words, yeah.
I mean, there's no getting around it. Like, that's it. That's exactly right. You know, and use Scherzer as the example in our little imaginary scenario here, because he was obviously like the most, you know, well-regarded guy out there. And you know, he's a future Hall of Famer. We all know that. So if you put Scherzer, you know, at the top of a rotation in a 5 or 7-game series, you obviously feel wonderful about it. But if Yu Darvish struggles, if Blake Snell struggles, if Joe Musgrove, you know, is inconsistent, then it doesn't matter that you have, yep, Max Scherzer. So I think that was his point, and he's right. And those guys know that too. Blake talks about it almost every start afterwards. You know, that he's got to be better. And it seems like Musgrove's coming around. Darvish is sort of a little hit or miss right now. Like, the consistency for those guys in September and October will dictate how far this team goes, probably more than anything else. And I know, and I'm saying that knowing Fernando is on the injured list. And like, obviously we hope that he's back sooner rather than later, but I think it's probably those three guys that will have as much to say about how far this team goes than anything else. And that's basically what AJ was saying. Now, if you added a Scherzer, would it give you a little bit more cushion? Sure. But, you know, I mean, the reality is these starting pitchers, honestly, and Tony and I have talked about this, more in September maybe than October, as weird as that sounds, are going to be critical to the whole thing. Because come October, the quick hook is out, right, for every team.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's a bullpen month, and the Padres' bullpen is unbelievable. So they're set up for October. September is kind of the question mark, and obviously, I guess, by extension, August. But I'm thinking September, all those games against the Dodgers and Giants. Like, if you're starting pitching doesn't, you know, work deep, if they don't give you those quality outings in September, even if you make the playoffs and you burn out your bullpen in September just to make the postseason, you're not setting yourself up for success in the postseason.
Talking to Jesse Agler, Padres radio play-by-play man here. Jesse, you mentioned it there in that last answer, but Fernando Tatis Jr., that was the big story from the weekend, going down with another shoulder injury, and we'll be talking about that over the next week or so as we're waiting to see how he feels when he comes back from the 10-day IL stint. But I don't know if you've heard any updates more than we've heard from Jace Tingler or anything like that, but how do you see this playing out? I mean, there are people out there already saying, you know, just shut him down, give him the surgery. I tend to think that you're going to have to drag him off the field. I mean, he just, the guy wants to play. He's a player. But what do you think, how do you think this plays out for him with, what, number three shoulder injury?
Four,
of the
four
year?
I think.
Number four?
Well, first of all, I'm just glad he's letting you talk this week.
Thank you.
Because
I had to turn off his mic.
Yeah.
All right, settle down. Oof. Over there.
Oof.
God.
No, I don't know any more, you know, than anybody else does about the most discussed shoulder in sports. But I think we'll probably, you know, get a sense by the end of this week of like where we're at. You know, when Jay said the other day that it's a little bit more inflamed than the last couple of times, that was sort of a cue to me that, okay, he's probably not coming back right after the 10 days, but maybe it's 14 days. And who knows, I could be wrong. That was just sort of my read into that. You know, him giving that information, I thought perhaps was like setting us up just to like understand that it's not going to be magical like last time where he just sort of came back, you know, the minimum and then homered it right away, as he always tends to do. But, you know, I don't see the understanding in the just shut him down mode. If the Padres were 20 games out of the playoffs, okay, sure, yep. Yeah, get a head start on a potential surgery. But, you know, that's not the situation they're in. He's going to try and come back. He's going to want to come back. He's incredibly tough. He's incredibly athletic. He seems to heal faster than normal people, which I guess is part of being 22 and also, you know, part of being a freak athlete. So I don't think anything is off the table, you know, in terms of him being able to come back. But it really is wait and see. He's not on the trip. You know, they told us that. He's staying back in San Diego for treatment. So I wouldn't expect necessarily like an immediate comeback after the 10 days, although again, with Fernando, anything seems possible. But it's wait and see right now. And I don't know that we're going to necessarily get any more concrete information, you know, while the team is on the road here, kind of recircle back over the weekend when the Diamondbacks are in town at Petco and, you know, take it from there. But he's going to do everything he can to get back out there as quickly as possible. And, you know, the good news, I guess, is my understanding of this thing, and not a doctor, is, you know, it's once it's back in, it's okay once the inflammation yep. goes down. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen again. But, you know, this one looked pretty painful, obviously. And it's one of those things where you hate to see somebody in that kind of discomfort.
It was
especially
awful.
Somebody like that who never shows it. Yeah, it's just like from a visual standpoint, it's tough to watch a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they panned into the audience the other night. And, I mean, I screamed at the TV. I was just like, I lost it, you know, when I saw that. And pan to the audience, Jesse. I mean, there's grown men standing there with their hands over their mouths and their eyes filling up with tears. And I just don't know that people outside of this market realize just how special of a human being he is. Obviously, he's a great player. But you know what? Nobody's going to feel sorry for the Padres. Still have a lot of really talented players. You got to win ball games. You got to go out and beat the Rockies. You got to beat the Diamondbacks. You know, at this point, you got to learn from what Sean Manaea did to you last time. And Blake Snell's got to go out and deliver. He has to go out and deliver tonight. You're going to be there calling the game right here on 97.3 The Fan. Super happy for you that you get to be up there. And, you know, I'd ask you what to expect tonight. But, you know, it's just been so inconsistent with Blake Snell. And really, I guess he has been consistent. He's struggled with command. He's been consistent in his inconsistency. He struggled with command. But I'd like to see the offense break out tonight a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we saw the other day against Colorado is what's needed. And I keep pointing back to the, I think it was Saturday night. My days are messed up. You know, when it was Darvish and he went six and I think he gave up four or five runs, which obviously isn't ideal, yep. but like he kept you in the game and the Padres just didn't hit. And to me, those are the ones that like they need to start winning. You know, I mean, it's one thing. Look, if a starter gets knocked around and he can't get out of the third or fourth inning and there's seven, eight runs on the board, okay, fine. Like, I get that. But, you know, from the offensive standpoint, I'd like to see them pick up the pitching, you know, on a night like that.
No question.
You know, if he's going to give you six, even if he's going to give up four and five, you know, I think, you know, that would be the night you would love to see the offense break out. Look, I understand it's more complicated than saying that. But, you know, you're right. Those are the kinds of things that are going to happen in these last couple of months and the kinds of games they're going to have to figure out how to win a little bit more frequently. You know, like you said, you know, splitting with Colorado. I think they're in a stretch now. 17 of 19 is Colorado, Arizona, and Miami.
Yeah, gotta get it done.
These two games in Oakland are the only ones not against those three teams. So, yeah, I mean, it's on paper you say, all right, time to stack some victories. But, you know, they've not consistently done that this year, and we'll see how it goes from here on out.
Now, Jesse Agler is the incorporator. Got a word for you. I've been pretty tough on you the last few weeks. This one may be a little bit easier. You are on the road. You know, it's different. So, Paulie, I don't know how to say this word, so I'm going to let the computer say it.
Deglutition.
You ever heard that one before? Deglutition.
I have not. We should have a rule, by the way, that if you can't say it, you can't use it. I feel like...
I think that's fair. I mean, all Woods has to do is
you can't pronounce
it
the word. Yeah.
Make him work a little bit.
I just
it.
Said it. Deglutition. It means the action or process of swallowing. The muscles involved in deglutition. It's mid-17th century from French deglutition or modern Latin to swallow down. So there you go. Deglutition.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The muscles involved in deglutition. It is a noun, a mass noun, whatever a mass noun is.
Woodsy does not know how to say the word deglutition.
I just said it.
There you go. There. Incorporator done.
Deglutition. For tonight. Jesse, always look forward to your call. Always look forward to Tuesdays at this time, my friend. Thanks very much. Enjoy the scenery and the fine cuisine of Oakland today, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother. That's Jesse Agler joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. He is a delight to talk to every single week. I always look forward to that interview with Jesse. He is he puts you at ease. And to be honest with you, it's a great little punt at the end of a five-day stretch without Ben Higgins. Jesse does the majority of the heavy lifting in that segment, and that's why I love it very much. All right, so we're pretty much done. We made it. Done for the day. Any other liners we need to get in, Paulie? Oh, how about this one? Find your new summer soundtrack by Odyssey. There are hundreds of new stations for summer barbecues, road trips, working out, or relaxing poolside. Download the free Odyssey app today. Many of you listening on that free Odyssey app right now.
Boom.
So thank you guys for hanging with me and Paulie. Paulie, wanted to tell you, you did a great job. It's not easy doing double duty, that's for sure. But you did a great job with Ben being out.
Thanks,
Woodsy. And you're going to have to work, I think, probably even harder when I'm gone, but... It's a challenge. I know you're up for it.
I'm only going to be there for 4 days that week.
Oh.
Because I'm taking Friday off
right.
to go to New Orleans.
But guess who's not taking Friday off? Ben.
We told him. We're like, hey, I'm out. Woodsy's out. Check the day off.
Guess what you guys are going to be treated to? The Ben and Adam show. I'm going to listen.
I will be listening on the app from New Orleans.
I'll be listening for 3 hours. Ben and our boss, Adam.
Oh, my
in a couple
God,
of Fridays.
A train wreck.
We're going to have to start from scratch, aren't we?
Yeah. This is going to burn it all down.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Ben will be back. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging in. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.